Taylor, let's catch up. You know, you found me under a rock, and you convinced me that we could actually get together this week, even though
I don't think you were fully under a rock. I think that you love Dak Prescott just as much as you love your Eagles. I'm convinced of it.
It's funny. Now, can we explain why a little bit? It is weird. It is a little bizarre that an Eagles fan would love Dak Prescott, right? I mean, on paper, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I feel like he's this underdog quarterback in your mind that always has to prove everyone wrong, America wrong, and that he is somebody that can come up clutch in big moments. And so you love to see it happen, even when it's against your Eagles.
And I think you hit it on the head. It always happens against the Eagles. Look at what Dak's done. In his last five against the Eagles, he's 4-1. He throws for 300 yards every time he plays the Eagles. He's 9-4 overall against the Eagles. And
also just when he's playing at home, especially in primetime.
Last
one is last 15 games at home.
Last Eagles QB to win in Dallas, by the way.
Tell me, enlighten me.
Eagles fans remember him. They used to love him. Carson Wentz. But that means it's been a little while. That means it's been a little while since the Eagles won in Dallas. And that's just the game. I'll say this much quickly for the Eagles. You know, when the season comes out and you do the old win-loss game, even the most optimistic of Eagles fans would give the Eagles three losses this season. And that would have been at KC versus the Niners. At Dallas. I think those three games would stand out as, okay, those are going to be three losses. And then a ridiculous optimistic person would say, and then you'd win the rest of them. Still doesn't mean they will win the rest of them, but you trade the Chiefs win for a Jets loss and you still got your three losses that you have right now. As an Eagles fan, you'd probably say you take that, but it's been ugly. It's been gross. And when you look at
I'm a team in the NFC, I'm just thinking, gosh, I really don't want the Cowboys to win the division because I don't want to have to travel to Dallas for a playoff game.
It's a different conversation. Last week, Taylor, you and I said there's only two teams that can win the NFC. I'm going to still hold on to that and say I still believe that. But there is an if there.
What if the Cowboys have home field advantage?
It's a different story. It is a little different story. If you think that a divisional game and a potential championship game would have to be in Dallas, that is a little bit of a conversation. I don't think the Niners care where they play, but it is a different conversation. The Cowboys at home, you said it. You gave the numbers.
George Kittle, I think, said last year that he enjoys going to other stadiums just as much as he likes playing at home. As much as he loves playing at home for his fans, he loves to go and rain on other people's parade.
He loves shutting up crowds, and he does a great job of it. And so, all right, so let's do this. We'll get a little bit more to the Cowboys and Eagles. Not that we need to, because Sunday of Week 14 said a lot. There were statements made. And there are moments from Week 14 that will be indelibly iconic. So, Taylor, when I say week 14, the Sunday of week 14 was most important for ... Who do you think?
Well, most important for the Ravens. But if I was non-biased, then I would say it was most important for the Bills, who I think that most people had written them off. They had gone through an entire week of what's going on with Sean McDermott. Has he lost the team? Has he lost the locker room? What happens if they don't make the playoffs? Well, now they just put themselves right back into the playoff mix. I think that had they come in and lost today, they would be out of the playoffs most likely. And there would be continued chatter of, has Sean McDermott lost the team?
And Taylor, think about this. The Eagles game in overtime, Josh Allen throws a ball into the end zone that falls harmlessly because Gabe Davis, you could say, turned the wrong way on a route, right? I mean, they walk off and beat the Eagles if Gabe Davis is on the same page with Josh Allen and they score that touchdown. And if they had lost this Chiefs game to the most unbelievable Chiefs touchdown in recent memory with Kelce laddering the ball all the way across.
It's like, look at the things that he's been able to accomplish since he's been with Taylor Swift and with her in attendance.
I mean,
he feels like he's able to truly come into himself. I mean, he put himself on the map this year, and now he's flourishing on the map.
Don't do it. We're not going down this TikTok rabbit hole. We're not. We're not doing it. I'm not letting you bait me into this at all. We're not going there, Taylor. But yes, it would have been. I mean, there would have been nicknames for that play and plenty of Taylor Swift.
I still think that there will be. I mean, you heard Patrick Mahomes after the game saying that when he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, I hope that they play that play because he felt like it was kind of robbed from him, but
I mean, it was. It's not like
it was very fun to see.
It's not. Like it was.
I mean,
stops because there was a flag, right? I mean, everyone was still going at full speed when that play was pulled off. It was still an unbelievable feat of athletic prowess. Yeah. And it took incredible coordination.
Look, I think the AFC is a lot more interesting with the Bills in it. And both you and I have said all year, yes, we think that the AFC has been already narrowed down where they're not in the play, in the picture of a really deep playoff team to contend with. But if there is a team that's like lurking, it's the Bills, that if they went on a run from here on out, nobody would be surprised.
Yeah, and I'd say when you line it up, if you're talking about the scary, non-obvious teams in the AFC, so non-obvious, right? So we're not necessarily talking Ravens, Chiefs, Dolphins. Right. I'll put in that sort of – so the non-obvious category gives you the Denver, Houston, Buffalo conversation. And
I think Browns as well.
Yes, and we'll get there. Yes, you're right. Browns also. I'd say, yeah, Denver, especially, yeah, I mean, defensively, wow, that's terrifying what the Browns do. So you're talking Denver, Cleveland, Houston, Buffalo. I still think Buffalo, and certainly when you go preseason odds, Buffalo's the scariest of that bunch, right?
Yes.
I mean, you could argue Cleveland's defense is the scariest thing of all the things we just said out loud, but Buffalo, all sides of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Joe Flacco also really does give the Browns a big boost.
I would
say the Bills and the Browns.
And we just can't seem to get rid of the Browns, right? I mean,
Can't seem to get rid of the Bengals either after Jake Browning's game last week.
It is pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, for those two teams, you know, you start to, and again, as an Eagles fan, I should know this. As a Nick Foles Eagles fan, I should know you can't just take a team that loses a starting quarterback and say, that's it. Sorry, go home. I mean, unless you're...
But look at how many have lost their starting quarterback this year and have still managed...
Yeah, unless you're Florida State, you've still got a chance for the back of the quarterback, right? I mean, that's just, it's true. I mean, in the NFL, play it out and see what happens. And these are pros, and these guys are in there for a reason. And nobody better than Joe Flacco to exemplify that, right? Not only are you a backup quarterback, right, you're somebody that didn't start the season on a roster.
I mean, he was literally on the couch 3 weeks ago.
That's the beauty of that. And because of what the defense, we'll talk specifically Cleveland here more so than Cincinnati. Just, I still think Cleveland's more the contender.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's just not about only the quarterback there in that scenario. I would say
not about only the quarterback, not about only the running back, but yeah, we've seen teams time after time be able to pull it off without their starters.
And again, just say it, right? I mean, talent-wise, the scary part of the playoffs is now when you're talking about superstars, and when you look at that and you're talking Diggs, Josh Allen, when you're talking about that combination, mm-hmm. and really throw Gabe Davis in there, you think the running game with James Cook and Allen combined can really be something special. That's why the Bills are really just on another level scary. And I think the Browns could win a playoff game. I will say that much. I think the Browns and again, remember, I'm the one that started the Browns bandwagon. That was week. I before week one even started, I saw that Cincinnati game.
You know what, Sam? I should send you a Postmates cookie right now for that. Yes.
Can we do that? Remember when I sent you a cupcake in an Uber? Mm-hmm. That didn't happen.
I do.
During an episode of Let's Catch Up. That was kind of fun. All right, Taylor, you've held me to 10 minutes, so we're going to rapid fire through the rest of this, because the next most important team on Sunday, the most important thing that happened to a team on Sunday,
I feel like the Ravens.
And here's the interesting part about it. Had it been just another typical cakewalk over the NFC, which remember what they had done to the Lions and the Seahawks. So everyone thought that they would come in and again destroy.
Yeah, but the Rams have come into their own in the second half of the season so far.
Based a lot on what we saw this particular Sunday also, because of how good they looked in Baltimore. But you're right.
Yeah.
And again, Cooper Kupp being healthy, right? You got to give the credit.
Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua.
And Williams as well, right? The Rams are definitely a different team now offensively when you can see Kyren.
And now Kupp, Stafford's healthy.
And Stafford healthy as well. So that tells a totally different story. This Ravens game, because of the way it had to happen, because of having go to overtime, because of needing that ridiculously special, unbelievable punt return touchdown, did you think he was going out, by the way? When he got almost tripped up?
I mean, he was
up,
tackled four times and then somehow still kept going.
And then potentially maybe out of bounds. I mean, it was just, the whole thing was really special to watch. Odell, it's great how Odell is really a little bit of a spark to this, isn't it?
100%. And I was going to say another huge component of this game is that you saw the Ravens. Usually the Ravens offense is long, long, timely drives, running the ball, eat time off the clock. And it's like 8-minute long drive touchdowns. This time you saw them score much quicker and you saw Lamar pass deep balls to get them down the field, which I love to see. And he was spreading out. He had Likely, he had Odell, he had Zay Flowers. He was really spreading out the offense, which was great.
And if Likely can really be this guy, this sort of bizarro Andrews, where he really is in there and making plays like that, the Ravens are, I'm still going to say this, Taylor. I know that people do not agree with me. I have a great friend, Brandon, although his name used to be BJ, just as an adult, his name is Brandon. But he is a massive 49ers fan, and he also has Chargers season tickets, but Niners we'll talk about for now. And he's killing us for making excuses last week for the Eagles. But he hates that I narrowed this down to just saying that it was the Ravens and the Chiefs in the AFC. But I'm still holding on to that. I'm still saying if you took all my money and said it had to be Ravens Chiefs versus the field, I feel more confident.
Look, I think it's still early. I think it's still early to really fully say that. I agree with you too that those are the teams that I think right now when everyone is healthy, but we still have a lot of football left.
Injuries
still happen, as you know, every week. So I don't think that you can fully narrow it down. That's why there's always some wild card team that nobody ever saw coming and the Dolphins goes far.
And the Dolphins have massive prove it games as well ahead of them. So there's still more to be told there. But that Ravens Niners game is going to say a lot about what we think of either one of those teams. Because frankly,
it's huge that the Chiefs lost today for the Ravens.
It is. And this, again, because as we said last year, both you and I said it last year, the one seed belonging to only one team is just like this magical thing. It almost feels, it's sort of like the NBA in-season tournament. You know, there's like everyone's vying for the Super Bowl, of course, but to have this little trophy of the bye week, you know, going for that one seed, it feels so special to have that. To not have to play another week, to know that your games are going to be at home up until the Super Bowl, if you can make it there. It's huge, and especially it's huge because it doesn't belong to anybody else. It's like, nah, I got it, and you didn't. You know, it's like, I have this thing. And for the Ravens to be looking at that, to have that really in their sights the way that they do, that's tremendous. That's why I feel better. If I have the ticket that says Ravens and Chiefs on it, I feel better than having anybody else in the AFC, and I'm just going to stick to that. I mean, I'm sticking to that. All right, so this Sunday could also have been most important for – I'm going to say Lions. This okay. Just right. It just takes the Lions out of the conversation of what we just talked about. You're out of the one seed conversation. And I think we'd all agree that the only shot we were giving the Lions was to be that.
Yes.
To have that, right? To have that sort of forward field potential of doing it in our house. Like that could have been it. Otherwise, nobody sees the Lions going on the road in an NFC championship game to get to the Super Bowl.
Totally agree with that.
That's not gonna happen. So I'll say that flat out.
Yeah. And then I think that the fact that there's six teams fighting for two wild card spots in the AFC right now, also very interesting.
It's really fun, and what it's gonna come down to in the AFC. And again, you know, you and I talked about that sort of Cleveland Cincy thing. And the NFC, it's just the NFC South is just so so up and down. There's so little to say there. I'm still going to say that again. I'd still rather hold on to the Niners Eagles ticket versus the field still feels best to me. I know you're feeling now though, mm-hmm. like the Cowboys, like it could happen. Like it could really
happen. I think if it goes to Dallas, I think that the conversation changes.
It absolutely could. It absolutely could. And again, you know, for the Dolphins to finish Cowboys, Ravens, Bills, by the way, that's also a lot of, mm-hmm. what they define that as well. You know, Cowboys, Ravens, and Bills to still have those games. That's exciting. All right, Taylor, there's so much more. Again, credit to Cleveland for that. And I'll also say this much. This week 14 Sunday might have also been the most important for the Chiefs. You know, this is going to be a Chiefs run that would have to be a Super Bowl run potentially without a bye and on the road the whole way. Think about if none of the
– and that's never happened before.
Think about none of the
games.
They've
always at least had home field advantage, right?
Yes. To think that all of
Patrick Mahomes, I don't think. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's been. Yeah. I mean, obviously, they've had playoff games in New England and that, of course. But they've had playoff games at home. They have had. This would be an entire run. This would essentially be a Tom Brady Super Bowl. Brady's done it. You know, Brady's been able to do that. But this is. I mean, to have it all happen on the road is. That's a special kind of thing. That's a difficult thing to do. You know, now when you're talking about winning a game in Baltimore with everything on the line, that's it. Now again, totally Chiefs are, they're capable. They're fully capable. I'm going to say this is just one of those turning point. I think we're going to look back and say, remember when it felt like coming off the back-to-back losses, like maybe this team couldn't do it. I still think in February, we're going to look back and say, yeah, it could have happened and it didn't. And they righted the ship and they got there. Call me crazy. All right, Taylor, so much more. What an incredible week 15 it's going to be now because of what just happened. And wow, just what a ridiculous Sunday.